Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is Emily, and today I will be diving into a question which involves treatment techniques of the talocrural joint. The question reads as follows. A 21-year-old female volleyball player has been attending outpatient physical therapy with the chief complaint of ankle stiffness and 3 out of 10 pain. The patient reports she is mainly having difficulty jumping. The physical therapist is now treating the patient with a posterior talocrural mobilization to address the above-mentioned limitations. Which movement is the patient most likely limited in? Option A, dorsiflexion. Option B, plantar flexion. Option C, inversion. Or option D, eversion. And just to remind you, the therapist is performing a posterior talocrural mobilization. So let's dive right into the correct answer, which is option A, dorsiflexion. This is because a posterior or dorsal glide is indicated when an individual has limited dorsiflexion. So this would help address any dorsiflexion limitations to their range of motion. An anterior or ventral glide would be indicated for limited plantar flexion. Now, some other techniques that can address general mobility deficits in addition to pain management include distraction of the joint. So great job, warriors. And again, the correct answer choice is option A, dorsiflexion. This would help to address any dorsiflexion limitations by performing a posterior talocrural mobilization. Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.